Back home now, there's been a surprise fall in Australia's official jobless rate. According to the Bureau of Statistics, unemployment fell to 6% in May and there was a surge in hiring. The result comes amid growing evidence that Australia's economy is slowing as the glow of the mining boom continues to wear off. With more, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. And Peter, this is heartening news given the gloomy economic news that we've had lately. How has this come about?
Well, Kim, the fall in the May jobless rate to 6%, seasonally adjusted, is unexpected good news. Even more surprising, the April jobless rate has been revised downwards from 6.2% to 6.1%. And this is the lowest jobless rate since May last year, when it was sitting at 5.9%. But this is mainly about a surge in jobs creation, 42,000 new jobs in May, almost 15,000 of them full-time positions, 27,000 though were part-time, which remains a concerning trend. The participation rate is steady at 64.7%. So the signs of that are that, at least on this reading, that business confidence might be a little bit better than expected, and that's translated into increased hiring. And Ed Beecher, Chief Asia-Pacific Strategist at TD Securities, was one of many economists surprised by the fall in the jobless rate.
May is normally a quiet month when it comes to employment, so this is sort of a double shock. I mean, not only is it nearly three times market expectations, it's certainly far beyond anything that we've seen in recent years when it comes to employment in May. So in some ways, it's good news, particularly with the unemployment rate falling to 6%, and in fact, in unrounded terms, it's actually a little below 6%. We haven't seen that figure for quite some time, and split between full-time and part-time is also good news.
Annette Beecher, Chief Asia-Pacific Strategist at TD Securities. So, Peter, how did the individual states go in terms of unemployment?
Well, Kim, New South Wales is down slightly to 5.7%, seasonally adjusted. Victoria down to 6%. Queensland, Tasmania and Western Australia are also lower. Now, the one state to come out badly is South Australia. Its jobless rate is up from 7.2% to 7.6%. I should note, though, that there are a few questions being raised about this data, mainly because some economists are saying that it doesn't match up with the very closely watched ANZ job ads, which paints a slightly more gloomy picture of the labour force scene out there.
Nevertheless, today's unemployment rate, unexpected as it is, has put a bit of a rocket under the Australian dollar.
Yes, the Australian dollar surged to 77.94 US cents when this news hit. That's up around two-thirds of a cent from just before the news hit the market. Now, while this outcome on the jobless front is good news, it is a headache for the Reserve Bank, which has been cutting interest rates to push the Australian dollar lower and to assist Australian exporters. And being close to 78 US cents is really not where the Reserve Bank wants to see it.
So finally, Peter, while Australia's Reserve Bank has signalled that there is the chance of another interest rate cut here, rates have been cut in New Zealand.
Yes, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand has cut its official rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 3.25%, the first cut in 4 years. This is to boost inflation as growth slows, but it also comes amid concerns that it might fuel a real estate boom in Auckland and surging prices. So that's ringing a few bells here in Australia, particularly in Sydney. But that risk has been put to one side because of big falls in commodity prices, in particular dairy. The global giant Fonterra, which is the world's biggest dairy exporter, has slashed milk payments by 48%, curbing farmer income and damping consumer spending. New Zealand's central bank also wants to drive its surging currency lower. And as a result, today, the New Zealand currency against the US dollar has dived by 2%.
Business editor Peter Ryan.